somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing tonight? Hey, it's a wonderful life if you don't weekend, isn't it? Listen, I want to give you some contact information. You can reach me via my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Again, that is theunsolicitedopinion.com. So if you want to shoot an email my way, hey, that's the way to do it. And listen, you can also hear me daily replayed at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on NetTalk World, Sundays noon at micro1650am.com, and you can hear me on TalkStream Live. Now, I am always looking for sponsors and advertisers, and I say this every week, so if any of you out there listening would like to advertise your business on my radio show, please contact me via my website, and I will make you an offer you cannot refuse. Now, listen, who else is offering you a deal like that? I ask you, who else? I'm sure that nobody is going to make you the offer I can make you, and there are all kinds of people listening to my radio show. I get a lot of contacts every day from people who are listening and are really very interested in what the topic of my conversation has been the last several months, because it's really pertinent that everyone pay attention to United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, which has been the focus of my show. 99% of my guests since mid-October have been talking about that, with the exclusion of one or two who the topic of conversation was not related to that. But the others are experts on it, and that's who I've been bringing on, because it is critical that you understand what is being done, and it is happening under the cover of darkness. They are actually hiding in plain sight, really. It's happening all around. They are telling you what they're doing, but no one is picking up on it, and it's critical that you start to pay attention to what is being done around you, because it is your worst nightmare, I guarantee you. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit, talking about sustainable development, I just wanted to mention briefly about the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. And I was reading some stuff on one of their websites, and they were talking about some of the different things that they're doing and how they're going to help us all live a better life. Don't you need that? Don't you need someone to tell you how you should be living your life? Now, come on. What's the matter with you if you would find an objection to that? Well, you need to be retrained then. That's what it is. You're just not, it's not right thinking. You've got to get your thinking right. We're just going to have to re-educate you into thinking the way these global elitists think. That's all. And so one of the things that they said on their website was, in order to effectively shape the future. Now, don't you want these people to shape your future for you? The greater Philadelphia residents need to be informed and involved in the planning process. Well, you know what? I'm all about informing people. I definitely am. In fact, I love to be a redistributor of the truth and to involve people in the truth so that they can fight back against the globalists who think that they know better than you how you should be living your life. Now, aren't you a little galled by the thought that some people out there, these elitists who think, oh, well, they're just so much smarter than you. How do you like that, huh? Well, they know so much more, and you're just this, you know, you're just this hick, or you're just this uneducated stooge who really, you know, can't find your rear end with both hands, and therefore you need these elitists, these intellectuals, these, worldly individuals to guide you, to give you the push, you know, the little impetus to make the changes that they know you need for your life. Because, hey, you're not a free individual with a free will. Are you a God-given right, an unalienable right to think however you'd like to think? And do what you'd like to do, and live where you'd like to live, and eat the food that you'd like to be able to eat? No, you can't do that, because these people know better, and you're just not smart enough to see it. You just don't know how blessed you are to have these elitists, these globalists out there, who are going to guide you into the future. They're going to help shape the future for your benefit. And you just need to recognize that they're smarter than you, and you just need to go along with the program, because they've got good ideas, you know. And you need to just shut up and go along. Just shut up. That's all. Don't say anything. Don't talk back. Because if you talk back, if you speak up, if you say, hey, wait a second, I don't think I like that. I don't think I like somebody telling me that I can't have sugar, or I can't have salt, or I can't idle my car, or I have to walk wherever I go, or I can't even have a car, or I can't eat meat. Oh, no, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that locking up 50% of the land in this country so that humans can't step foot on it, no, I don't think that's a good idea. How many people out there listening to my voice think it's a good idea? How many people out there want to live in stack and pack housing crammed in sardine cans in urban growth boundary cities, smart growth cities, and there's nothing smart about them, but that's the little euphemism they've decided to call these concentration camps they're going to be setting up for you and I in the city. They've decided to call them smart growth. Isn't that a novel idea? Doesn't it sound just so Orwellian to you? Like war is peace and freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength. There you go. That's what it is. They rely on our ignorance to give them strength. Well, that's why I'm all about redistributing the truth, because I'm going to educate you with the guests that I bring on, and we're going to give you all the information you'll need to fight these evil globalists and stop them in their tracks, and we will succeed in doing it. I guarantee you. Now listen, I have a great guest lined up, and she's been on my show before, and I'm so glad that she could come back on. Actually, I had her scheduled again, but then there was a snowstorm or something, and the station was down, so we weren't able to bring her back. So I'm thrilled that Doreen Hannis, who has a blog called truthfarmer.wordpress.com, and she's a real smart lady, and she knows all about what they want to do to our food, to our farmers, and to deny you your individual liberty here in this country. And you know what? I'll tell you something. What's the quickest way to control an individual? Take away their food. Then they have you by the short hairs, don't they? So listen, we are going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'll be welcoming Doreen Hannis to the radio show. So hang on, everybody. You are listening to Maggie, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back.
What would a $3,000 car repair bill do to your budget? A vehicle protection plan from 5-Star Auto Protection can save you thousands in repairs. Your auto insurance won't cover a $3,000 transmission repair, but we will. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help eliminate costly car repair bills. Call us now. Call 888-449-7300. 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388. Plans unavailable in all states for all vehicles. See agreement for complete terms.
Are you tired of commuting?
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9442 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Just it. Oh.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I wanted to let everyone know I am not in the studio tonight, so I won't be able to take callers, because unless I go into the studio, we don't have the capability of taking callers with this radio station when I'm not in the studio. So unfortunately, we cannot do that. But if you want to shoot, if you're by your computer and you're listening and you want to shoot an email my way with a question for my guest, Doreen Hannis, feel free to do so. My email address is maggie@theunsolicitedopinion.com. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to mention, actually two things. I have a website that is a sponsor of my show. They have been fighting and following illegal immigration for about 9 years now, and that website is diggersrealm.com, diggersrealm.com. Please go there and check them out. They've got really great information that you need to know. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. A couple months ago, I was reading an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it was an artist's rendition of architectural drawings which depicted what the riverfront was going to look like, I don't know, in 20 years or so. And, of course, I recognized what it was. It was a drawing of what will be the city will be like when sustainable development entirely takes over everything. And what was notable on this drawing that was in the paper was the fact that there was some of the waterfront property there that was missing. And so these apartments that are there, condos that are there, well, they weren't in the picture. And so there was an architect who, by the name of Alan Johnson, he identified himself as an architect, Alan Johnson, and he had written in there, he was saying, wait a second, I'm looking at, where are these pictures of, like, the apartments I live in? Where are all these on this drawing? Because he picked up on the fact that, well, they were missing. So all the people who were living along the waterfront, they might not have figured it out yet, but Alan Johnson figured out that they were going to be destroying his property and the property, which is, hey, that's right on the river, you know that's worth a lot of money, that property, they were going to be knocking that down to meet their goal of redesigning everything into this dumb growth city, the sustainable development plan that these globalists have in mind. So if anybody out there who is listening, we actually tried to contact Alan Johnson because I really wanted to give him a heads up as to what he was looking at, because I know he didn't put it together that it was Agenda 21, sustainable development, and I wanted to give him a heads up. So if anybody who hears my voice might have an idea who Alan Johnson is, who wrote this little editorial in the Philadelphia Inquirer a couple months ago, please contact me, because I'd really like to get together and talk to him and explain to him exactly what it is. If he hasn't been listening to my show, he needs to, so that you can get up to speed with what's being done, and it is happening all around you. There is no one who is immune from this, of course, unless you're one of the globalists who is behind pushing this. And on that note, I want to welcome Doreen Hannis. Hello, Doreen. Thanks for coming back on with me.
Well, thank you for having me, Maggie. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you could make it. So, you know, I was thinking about when you were on before and where we left off, but I thought what I would do is have you just start with a real brief definition of sustainable development so anybody who's just tuning in who never heard those words before has an idea of what it is we're going to be discussing. If you could do that, that would be great.
Not a problem. Off of one of the first pages of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, control of all human impact on the environment.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so does everybody who hears it, that means controlling everything you do because you impact with the environment. You're exhaling carbon dioxide is impacting with the environment. So unless all of you hold your breath, you're impacting the environment.
I think they might like it if you held your breath. Though.
Well, there are several people I could suggest that would be a good idea for
mm-hmm.
them to do that. But that isn't me and you, Doreen.
No. I prefer those people to lead by example.
Yeah.
You know?
I know it. Isn't it such a trip? Of course, they think that they're so smart that they need to be the ones that'll be around to give directions to all of us, just ignorant folk who just don't know how to do things for ourselves and what we want. We just don't know that we don't want sugar and we don't want salt. We're just not educated enough.
Right. And we certainly don't want freedom.
No, God forbid. You don't want to be able to think for yourself, right?
No, that would be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, I was watching the other night on the computer, I was watching Orwell's 1984, and it's funny because I had never seen that. I read the book, I don't know, you know, probably 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw the movie, and so I was watching, and it was kind of interesting because the one scene Winston's girlfriend, and I can't think of the character's name, but she comes back to their little clandestine apartment that they have, and she's got a little coffee, and she's got a little sugar, and I think the other thing she might have had was cocoa or chocolate or something. Of course, all the things that they're telling us, you know, no sugar, no chocolate, all these things we're not going to be able to have, no fat, no salt. We won't be able to have coffee because coffee has caffeine. You can't have caffeine.
You know, I haven't ever seen the movie. I've read the book a couple times, but you're right.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, everybody, if you want to start hoarding stuff, I suggest start hoarding sugar, start hoarding salt, start hoarding chocolate, because guess what, kids? That's on Michelle Obama's list to take away from all of us. Hey, didn't she give directions? Did you hear this, Doreen, that she had given directions to a lot of these, you know, international corporations that they should cut out the salt and fat content and the sugar content in our food?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yes. You know, and, I mean, granted, there's literally too much of a good thing, but people should be able to decide what they want to eat.
Exactly.
You know, if somebody wants to eat fat with extra fat sauce, then that's their prerogative, right?
Exactly.
But what we have going on here is just control over our basic choices. And then on the other hand, we have the FDA refusing to label products that contain genetically modified organisms and refusing to label things that are preserved with nanoparticles.
Well, talk about what those two things are, Doreen.
Okay,
what is a genetically engineered food?
Well, genetically modified food is they'll take the genes from, say, corn and insert genes from grasshoppers or a particular type of insect to cause that corn to be less susceptible to damage from that insect, or they will insert particular genes for herbicide, like probably most people have heard of Monsanto and their Roundup Ready products. Well, what Monsanto has done is genetically modified soy and corn and alfalfa, and I think they're working on beets, and they're trying to get wheat, where farmers who plant this crop can spray the field of the crop with their Roundup and not kill the crop. Okay?
Okay.
And here's the interesting thing about the genetically modified stuff is that it has not been subjected to actual scientific review in this country. And the science that has been conducted on these genetically modified food products has shown that if it has a pesticide in it or an herbicide in it, it will continue to produce itself. The pesticide or herbicide will continue to produce itself in your bloodstream after you've ingested it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
But, hey, Monsanto and other companies, Syngenta, Bayer, and a few other ones, have patents on these particular genetically modified crops. And the distinction that the FDA makes on these GMOs is that they are substantially the same as natural crops or even hybrid. Hybrid corn isn't a bad thing, okay? Hybrid just means you can't reproduce that plant truly from the seed, okay? It's just been crossed with another plant for specific characteristics, kind of like a mule and a donkey. A mule can't reproduce. A hybrid cannot reproduce. Genetically modified is a whole different ball game, and it can cross-pollinate with other plants and then cause them to reproduce this genetically modified strain, at least for 1 year. And it's just a great big bad deal all the way around. So Monsanto created this corn with genetic modification in it and this herbicide that can be sprayed onto it so it doesn't kill it. And it makes it easy, in one sense, to farm, because you're always fighting weeds when you're row cropping. You know, and the weeds will crowd out the plants and all of this.
Okay.
But after 15 years of having this, there are super weeds occurring.
Okay, that you can't kill them no matter what you do.
Right, and so, like, after using Roundup for a couple of years, farmers have had to increase the amount of Roundup or glyphosate that they use. So the pitch on the genetically modified stuff is you'll have less time and less money invested if you plant our product and you just have to spray it once, and then those weeds won't grow for that year and you'll get a better harvest, it'll be more productive, blah, blah, blah. Well, that turns out to not be the case. Can you imagine?
They
end up having to, the first year it might turn out like that, but by the end of the fifth year, they're using 10 times the amount of glyphosate. And they're getting weeds that simply will not die off, no matter what.
Yeah, you know, and that reminds me of the overuse of antibiotics. What happens is you get done these pathogens, or bacteria pathogens, or, you know, bacteria that cause illness that are resistant to these antibiotics, so then they have to come up with another generation of antibiotics and another generation of, and a stronger and a stronger and a stronger, till you have bacterium that are totally resistant, like tuberculosis that's resistant to bacteria or to antibiotics. I mean, it's the same principle. Eventually, you can't kill it.
It is the same principle, and you use the critical word here, and that was overuse.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what is happening. People don't understand. There's only about 2% of Americans who are involved in agriculture really at all, other than the fact that we're all involved because we all have to eat, right?
Right.
So the agricultural markets are so controlled and have been so very concentrated and consolidated that it's really, really difficult to make a living on the farm. And independent farming is nearly non-existent now.
Okay.
So it's people are getting food that is factory farmed because all of the, you know, almost all of the regular farmers have been put out of business.
Well, you know, I was talking with someone the other day, and I'm not sure if it was somebody I had on the radio show or whatever, whoever, it doesn't make much difference, but we were really talking about what it was like during the Depression, and of course, the majority of individuals lived on farms, or they were able to grow their own food. The majority of people don't live on farms. They're not able to grow their own food. They wouldn't know the first thing about a tomato.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, condemning them. I don't know much about growing much of anything. I grow a lot of weeds when I try to grow stuff. But, you know, it's so much different now. The lifestyle that we lead and the independence people had then, of course, they were poor and suffering, but they were still able to feed themselves. Today, people are going to be poor and suffering, and they're not going to be able to feed themselves.
And that's a critical component, and that's actually been by design.
Exactly.
Now, with the advent of industrial agriculture, as it were, with, you know, tractors and things of that nature, there's a certain amount of natural attrition that's going to occur in farming because, you know, sometimes you're going to have a bad year. And if you're farming with a mule on a hillside on 10 acres, you're not going to be able to compete with the guy who's farming 300 acres with a tractor, right?
Well, it only makes sense.
Yeah, so there's a certain amount of natural attrition just due to technology. But what we have had since 1950 in this country, and actually beginning in the 30s, is a decided and concerted effort to reduce the number of people engaged in farming and to control the market access for farmers so that the land is controlled and there are fewer and fewer farmers every single year. And that came out of the Office of Economic Development. They did a study and they decided in 1950, they put out a document And basically, in a nutshell, it was get big or get out of agriculture.
Okay. Listen, on that note, Doreen, hang on. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Everybody, you're listening to Doreen Hannis. Truth Farmer, and you can find her words of wisdom on truthfarmer.wordpress.com. We will be right back. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my name is Maggie.
$3,000 car repair bill due to your budget. A vehicle protection plan from 5-Star Auto Protection can save you thousands in repairs. Your auto insurance won't cover a $3,000 transmission repair, but we will if your car has less than 130,000 miles. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help eliminate costly car repair bills. Call us now. Call 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388. Plans not available in all states for all vehicles. See agreement for complete terms.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9442 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and you can contact me via my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and my guest tonight is Doreen Hannis, and she is the Truth Farmer. Go to her website, which is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. So, you left off with the 1950s, they said, get big or get out.
Yeah, they sure did, and that's when the massive contraction in agricultural markets began to occur. And then in the 70s, you had the, you know, the hippie back to the land movement, and that kind of created a little bit of a resurgence in the direct market area. And now, after these years of the USDA and the FDA destroying the quality of food that you get and controlling the ability of a farmer to profit from their labor, we have a resurgence of interest in locally produced food. And that's all well and good, and something that we should all participate in as much as possible, because, frankly, if you don't have any farmers, you don't have any food. And when a country cannot feed itself, there is no way for its citizens to be free. And that's, frankly, where we are today. And it's not due to farmers not having the snap to understand how to do what they're trying to do. It's because of the control from on high and our international trade policies and the basically the undermining of agriculture as part of Agenda 21, the Communist Manifesto, whatever you want to lay it on, it's one or the other of those two things.
Well, you know, that's one thing. You talk about 1950, but I think the thing that people need to realize is that the major players behind this whole agenda, the same group of individuals and their offspring, they are the ones who, if you go back to 1913, they were behind the creation of the Federal Reserve Board, and I am talking about the Rockefellers and the Warburgs and the Schiffs and the Mellons and the J.P. Morgans and the robber barons from the 19th century. Those are the people who were behind the creation of phony money in this country, behind the creation of the IRS, behind the creation of these tax-exempt foundations so that they wouldn't be subject to the IRS, and they could bury their money in these foundations where they still controlled their dollars. And they are the ones who were behind the creation of the Council on Foreign Relations and behind the creation of the United Nations, their global government entity. And so the same group of individuals, even though, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Sustainable Development 1992, the Rio Accords, George Bush Sr. brought it into this country, but it goes back much, much farther. The ideology for total control of the individual goes back 100 years.
Oh, it goes back further than that even, but yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's the international banking complex and those who would set themselves up as rulers without ever being elected.
Exactly.
You know, and that just flies in the face of self-determination, of the basis of our government here. And, you know, frankly, a lot of blood was shed so that we could be free. And in order to be free, we have to be eternally vigilant.
Yes, we do, and that's the problem with Americans. We have fallen asleep. Fortunately, there are some people who are waking up, but we fell asleep, and that's why we're where we are today.
Well, yeah, you know, we sure as heck did. And, I mean, a lot of that has to do with control of information. You know, I know that you're focusing on Agenda 21 and the destruction of our information systems here, insofar as education in particular is a large part of it. You know, now they actually have math classes where you have to agree on the solution, not that, you know, 2 + 2 actually equals 4. You have to just come to a consensus about what the answer is.
Yeah, if you feel like it's 4, that's good. If you feel like it's 5, that's good too.
Right.
It doesn't matter as long as everybody's happy.
Right. You know, and I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous what's happened. So I don't blame people for being ignorant, Maggie. People can be ignorant, but if you start looking around, and most Americans who are, you know, over the age of, say, 20 are going, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think will work to our advantage, Doreen, is the fact that a lot of these young people who've been so indoctrinated in the schools, and they're going to get out of college with $100,000 worth of college student loan debt, and then they're going to say, well, gee, I can't find a job. And so that's going to be a real rude awakening for them, a lot of these young people who've been so, you know, just so blinded by this crap that they've been fed.
Right, or they're going to be saying, would you like fries with that?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Well, then they're going to have to compete with a lot of the millions of illegal aliens in this country because they're doing a lot of those jobs right now. I know some of the places I go to get a cup of coffee.
Right.
At one of the places I've gone to get a cup of coffee, they don't even speak English. I mean, there might be one person who speaks English. The rest don't even know what I'm saying to them.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I mean, but this is, you know, that's that's all part of this whole thing, too, because there are no borders with sustainable development. Borders are unjust. People should be able to live wherever they want to live. And, well, that's all well and good, but I don't want to support them.
Right.
They can live wherever they want to live on their own dime, not mine.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and I'm, you know, and that certainly defies the laws that we have in terms of sovereignty in this country anyway. If you allow that, then you don't have a nation. If you don't have control of who comes into your country, and if the people who come in don't want to abide by your laws, then you don't have a nation.
Well, and that's pretty much where we are now.
Yeah,
however,
true.
We have a lot of people who are waking up, a lot of people who are going, this isn't making sense. I want to have the Constitution restored, and I'm very thankful for that, you know.
Well, you know, Doreen, one of the things that I am concerned with is because there are a lot of people who, you know, we know that a lot of these power brokers want to get behind, they want to take control of these Tea Party movements and the 9/12 movements and these Restore the Constitution movements that are happening. They want to grab control of that, and they want to control the message. And my one fear, I guess I should say, for lack of a better word, that I have is that a lot of these people fall prey to the marketing skills and tactics used by these big players who've been lobbyists in D.C. or former congressmen and that stuff, and they think, oh, well, aren't they wonderful? You know, they're singing the constitutional tune, and everything is just wonderful. I'll get behind them. They're for us. Let's get behind them. Unknowing, without really taking a look at who that person is, what did they stand for before? Because what they stood for before is what they still stand for today, only they're trying to make you think they've now changed their tune.
Yes, yeah, I agree. And it's difficult because the same people that you mentioned, the Rockefellers and the J.P. Morgans and Carnegie Mellon, et cetera, actually control the media.
Yes, I know it.
So, and they don't, they're not stupid. Okay, it sounds ludicrous. A lot of the things that they actually try to push appear to be very ludicrous and ridiculous on their face, but the way that they do it is extremely clever, and there's a tremendous amount of conditioning and thought that goes into all of this. So there's the Aspen Institute. I don't know if you're aware of that, Maggie.
No, I don't think I've heard of that, Doreen.
Okay. Well, this is something, you know, that you should probably go ahead and look into, because it's very, very important in understanding why things in the social engineering realm, because that's really what I'm talking about when I'm talking about media, are going the way that they are going. And it's because this group, who was founded by Rockefellers and the Carnegie Mellons, has membership that includes all the major media and most of the federal legislators, a vast majority of the state governors, and they are indeed pushing for globalism. They
yep.
call it the United States in the world. And they are working on social justice and keeping us all harmonized, standardized, and
lobotomized.
Yeah, lobotomized, yes. You know, you can't say what you just said about illegal aliens, because that's just not right.
No, that would be offensive to some people. Well, you know what, I'm telling you, Doreen, I am so tired of this political correctness crap because it kills, and I'm all about redistributing the truth, and I don't care about political correctness, because I will say until my last breath, I'm going to tell people the truth, because the truth is what is going to set them free. So
absolutely.
I don't care about any of this political correctness crap. If you're not in this country legally, then you have no right to be here, period. Period. And you know what? You're offended by that. I'm offended by your offense. So you can go pound salt.
Go pound sand someplace, huh?
Exactly. Take it home. Take it back home. That's
well,
how I don't care. I really don't care about that. And I think the American people need to adopt the same attitude, and they've got to stop being concerned about the race hustlers and the hate hustlers out there that try to label everybody who objects to what it is they're trying to do to them, try to label them as a racist or a hater or any of this other crap that they come up with. It's absolutely all crap.
Well, you know, to a large degree, some of the problem with illegal immigration has been created by the WTO.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about that, so I'm glad you brought that up. Some of these trade agreements that actually shoved people out of their countries and made them move up here. So I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that.
Well, okay. So you've got, I said before, about 10 acres and a mule on a hillside. You're down outside of Mexico City growing corn on a hillside with a mule on, you know, say 20 acres, and you used to be able to sell that corn and make enough money selling that corn to support your family. Maybe you weren't, okay, you didn't have digital television and you didn't have cell phones and all of these things, but you could live and eat. Then Cargill, through the World Trade Organization and this fabulous trade agreement that we have, CAFTA, floods Mexico with cheap corn grown in Nebraska where it's all flat, tons of combines, and guess what?
You crushed the
market in Mexico City. So now you have 20 million people in Mexico City not eating the corn grown in Mexico any longer, but eating Cargill corn. Meanwhile, the little farmer on his 10 or 20 acres on the hillside can no longer support his family, and there are no jobs to be had. So he goes up and crosses the border and goes to pick strawberries in Southern California for another multinational corporation as an illegal to send money home to his wife and kids so they can eat.
Well, you know, I understand why they come here. I truly do, Doreen, and it sounds heartless. It would be heartless for anybody not to understand that. But you know what I think angers so many of the American people here is because there is a limit to charity. There's only so much charity that can go around. Charity begins in the home, and I think what really probably pisses people off more than anything is when you see people who come to this country are not grateful that they're here, not grateful that they are or afforded all of our social services, and then they wave a flag of their country that they aren't in, they're in this country.
Agreed.
And then they tell you that they want to, well, we're going to kill you with our pickaxes and our shovels and that kind of thing when they're protesting in the streets that they don't get enough social service money and welfare and free health care and a free education, then you know what? My tolerance for that kind of stuff, like, goes right out the window.
Yeah, my tolerance for that kind of stuff goes right out the window, too. And then we have to look at our policies. We create a welfare state, give this stuff to people who come here illegally, make them feel as though they're actually entitled to it, and then they act like idiots. We want to get rid of them, and then we're the bad guys.
Exactly.
But the problem is not... Here's the critical issue. The problem is not that somebody is, you know, Mexican or El Salvadorian or what have you. It's that we have unrestrained greed and a plan in place to cause our country to become harmonized and standardized and like a third world country.
Well, exactly, to destroy it. The plan in place is to destroy this country, and that's exactly what they're intent on doing, shoving it off a cliff.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's not, and I'm, please don't take me wrong, I'm not defending illegal immigration.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. I truly do, because I was aware of what you had mentioned about the trade agreements, which forced them, they could no longer grow their own corn to feed their own families. I understand that. I was aware of that. But after a while, but it isn't you and I that created those agreements. And that's the thing. The globalists are the ones who have been behind all of these decisions that have been made that have damaged those people in their own country, and they're damaging the people in this country as well, besides everywhere else in the world we can mention.
And the nature of corporations is to, you know, they don't have a national affiliation, and I'm talking about these multinational corporations. You've got a bunch of rotating heads of the organization that tend to fall into the headship of various federal level agencies on a regular basis, and their loyalty is not to this country but to the bottom line.
Exactly.
And they will go from, like they did, first, all of our business ran to Mexico back in the early 90s, right after the NAFTA agreement and GATT was signed. Then all of that business, not all of it, but an awful lot of that business and the rest of our manufacturing flew over to China. We have lost our manufacturing base. Our electronics is gone. Our clothing is gone. Our shoemaking is gone. Our auto manufacturing is gone. They're actually shipping parts to, like, Illinois and Iowa for appliances from Mexico, which a lot of those parts are brought in from China, and then they're saying it's made in America. Well, you just got somebody putting it together. We don't make anything
exactly
anymore.
We're just, it's assembled in this country.
And,
you know, there's a union show that I hear on the radio here locally, Doreen, and it's real interesting because, it's, of course, the unions are paying for this radio show.
Okay.
And so I listen to their mantra, and I think to myself, because you know what, those unions, some of these local little unions, they have been sold down the river. And these larger unions, their leaders, this Trumka and those other, I can't even think of some of their names that run the Andy Stern that runs the SEIU and Richard Trumka, they've sold their members down the river.
Oh, yeah.
And these people keep forking over their union dues thinking somehow they're going to slam it to the corporate owners, and these business owners are so evil and all of this kind of stuff. I had a small business. You're a small business. Your farm is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? There's only so much money comes out of the pocket of the person who put the money up in the first place to start that business and took the risk. And then there's no more money to be had. It doesn't make any difference how much you think you were worth. What you may think you're worth and what the owner of a small business is able to pay are two entirely different things. And, you know, I would listen to this union mantra go on, and I think to myself, you know what? Go start your own business then. You don't like what you're getting paid. You don't like the deal you got. Go start your own business. Right? Nothing's stopping you. It's America.
Nothing's stopping you.
Yeah, right? You don't like it, too. Then, hey, start your own little company.
Well,
and have the union
isn't
coming to knock on your door.
Right, right. And it becomes, you've run a business, I've run businesses. It is not easy to own your own business.
No, it isn't, not at all.
You know, and, I mean, they make it so that it's extremely difficult to start a business, to be profitable, you know, with there's just so many different ways
you don't
that they
have
make it difficult.
I know. Believe me, nobody has any idea what kind of crap you have to go through to have a little small business until you actually have a little small business.
Yeah, and then you work like, you know, 80, 100 hours a week, and at the end of the year, if you made maybe $3 an hour, you're doing great. You know? So, yeah, it's very funny, but
I mean it's I'm laughing because it's so pathetically true.
I know it's true. Been there, done that. Got the T-shirt, several of them actually. I printed T-shirts. So you know it is. But those are our trade policies, and that's our economic management, which also is part of Agenda 21. Our financial structure has now been completely absorbed into the harmonizing and standardizing category under the Financial Stabilization Marketing Act, or whatever it was that passed earlier this year, last year rather.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are being assimilated against our will. So I think the thing that we need to focus on is what's really important, and that is, it doesn't matter what kind of unlawful laws they pass. There's more of us than there are of them, and it always comes down to the consent of the governed.
Well, you know, I say that at the end of my show every week that, you know, for people to remember there are more of us than there are of them, and that's really true. There
absolutely
really are more of us. And when they start turning up the fire under the kettle and people start roasting a little bit more than they are right now, when they realize that there aren't any jobs coming back and that the unemployment numbers are all cooked, they've cooked the books on those, that there are millions more Americans who are unemployed than they're reporting every week when they give those fudged numbers.
Yeah.
And they're going to start to realize, hey, eventually the unemployment check's going to run out. You know what? There's no place for me to go to work.
Actually think that jobs are coming back?
Oh, sure. You listen to the propaganda that is spewed out of the mouth of every single broadcaster on any of the stations that you go to, and that's the mantra you hear them say. Oh, you know, well, there's going to be this, and, you know, the recovery. There is no recovery. I mean, I could say I'm 20 till I'm blue in the face. It isn't going to make it so. Yeah. I mean, I passed 20 a long time ago. You know what I mean? You know, so So it's a delusion, you know, but people are they're betting on this delusion. And you know, even when I think when they talk about the numbers of people who are going out and they're spending money on this and that and the other thing, you know, we get coupons all the time. And I see them from these little, like your moderately priced, like an Applebee, one of those chains, or
okay,
I can't think of some of the others. But you know, they're really moderately priced restaurants. And Christ, half the time they have like 50% off deals, and that you can't make money if you have to give your product away at 50% less.
Wow.
You know, and that type of stuff, I see it all the time. All these little stores that are offering this much off, that much off, and come in, we'll buy one, get one free. How can you do business that way? How long can you stay in business operating under that business model where you have to give your product away? Not too long.
Not too long. It gets a little bit tough because, you know, that electric bill only goes on a credit card for so long of a time.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. You know, we've only got about three or four more minutes, Doreen, and I really wanted to get some of these other things that we didn't get to talk about the last time, so you're just going to have to come back on again, that's all. But
well, that'll be okay. We kind of did go off on tangents, didn't we?
Yes, we did tonight. But that's okay, too, because it's all pertinent. Everything we talked about really is pertinent information that people really need to be aware of. If they're not, they need to hear it. Somebody's got to tell them the truth.
Somebody has to, yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, somebody has to tell them the truth. The people need to hear the truth. It isn't going to come from, you know, it's not even coming from the pulpit. And that's one of the most pathetic things. This is a Judeo-Christian nation built on those foundational principles, biblical principles, and the pulpit has been taken over by the commies as well. Half
Absolutely.
Of the churches are teaching, spewing lies to their parishioners. I mean, that's, you know, the evil just abounds. It truly does.
Well, and there's a scripture about it. Woe unto those who call good evil and evil good.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I think we've made a lot of progress within people becoming more aware of things that are wrong, and we can make a lot more progress in empowering people about how to reclaim their rights. And we really have to focus on the state level, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the Tenth Amendment is a very valuable tool. And that more people need to understand what the Tenth Amendment and state sovereignty is all about, that the government is not, the federal government doesn't rule. The individual in the state is in control.
Right, and, you know, how it all exists. The federal government exists because of the states, and the state government exists because of the people.
Exactly.
So we have to stop kowtowing to these individuals who would control our lives and reclaim it.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to, you know, now it's election time and, you know, all of that endorsement crap is going on by the parties and that stuff. And, you know, the people, if they want to see the change, they have to run for office themselves. They can't rely on somebody, some politician coming, you know, merrily down the sidewalk singing the same old song. They really need to be that candidate themselves and not rely on these people that they've relied on to think, oh, well, I'll put my hope in this group or that group, and this time it's going to be different. And we know that isn't the case.
No. And I really think that the state is where it's at, and you can affect your state. Of course, it still takes eternal vigilance. But if we can start getting people focused and active on the state level and holding the state guys accountable, we can really see a resurgence of freedom in this country. That's what I think. I mean, I know I'm a little bit optimistic, if you will, but that's what I think.
Well, I vacillate between optimism and pessimism and suicidal ideation sometimes.
Nah, live. That's the best revenge.
Yeah, exactly, right? So yeah. I'll take a little optimism tonight because maybe tomorrow morning I'll think, oh, no, you know, but who knows? I don't know. You got to try, though. That's the only thing I know, that if you don't try, you don't know. So we're in the fight. We know what we know. You can't unknow what you know, so you got to fight. You don't have any other choice.
Right, and part of the fight is just getting out information like you're doing such a good job of here, and I thank you for doing that. I know what it takes to do a radio show, and it does take a lot.
Well, thanks so much, Doreen. I really appreciate it. And on that note, I want to, it's truthfarmer.wordpress.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, everybody, go to Doreen's website, please. She's got all kinds of good information there. You need to really understand, if they control your food, you're done. You are done like a duck's dinner. Doreen, I want to have you back on again. Listen, everybody, you know that I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. You need to keep your chin up. Better days truly are coming because we have people like Doreen Hannis, who has been fighting this fight a heck of a lot longer than me out there. She knows what's going on. We have people like Doreen in the world who are fighting and standing up for you and me. So, hey, all is not lost. Things are looking brighter. Please keep your chin up. Friday at 5. Take it easy, everybody.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.